broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We're going to see in the recall elections that we're going to have a number of Republicans lose their seats.
And he was in okay condition.
And he was swimming on his own?
With respect to Private Manning, first and foremost, our thoughts and our prayers.
Almost as big as me.
A little bit loose.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the News Talk, an entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could go. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. We're online at philhendryshow.com, and It's always fun. I got to tell you, for the first time in a long time, I'm laughing at least, and that's a good thing. Governor Scott Walker officially cuts collective bargaining in Wisconsin. Joining us to discuss this is union member Rob Barnes, who's been one of our go-to guys there in Madison about this, and we're going to talk with him momentarily about what this all means and how he will fare and how others will fare as well. Other union members. I mean, it's like, folks, you know that we're not dealing here with a union full of workmen and apprentices and so forth who work in private industry. We're dealing with a union that works for you and for me. We're dealing with a union. I know it's the Wisconsin State Union, but we also have federal public employees, we have federal employees, and we're the employers. We're the ones that pay. We're the ones that, it's out of our pockets. So this is not a strike by auto workers. This is not the Teamsters going out. This isn't the people that are checkers at Kroger's or at Ralph's going out. This isn't the Screen Actors Guild. This isn't the stage workers or the Actors Equity. This isn't a bunch of Hollywood writers. It's not coal miners. It is a public employee union, so they are out there screaming their guts loose because you and me can't afford it. We cannot afford it. All right, I got to watch it because I've got Rob coming on the line here, and Rob has been a good man, and he's been very, very fair to be on the line with us here on the Phil Hendry Show at night, so we're going to get him up on the line here. I don't know where he is. Have we got Rob? Rob Barnes, you there?
Yep, Phil, right here.
Okay, Rob, thank you. I apologize. We were having a difficult time kind of getting up on the line there. So Scott Walker has succeeded, at least that's what the story is here, on Friday in taking away nearly all collective bargaining rights from the vast majority of the state's public employees. He's capped weeks of contentious debate and delivering an epic defeat, they say, to the labor movement in a private bill signing. Your thoughts?
Well, what are my thoughts going to be when I listened to the comments that you made and you were very clear? You know, there's an anti-union sense in this country that we have not had since the early days of Ronald Reagan, and we are obviously more than disappointed. I am personally devastated because a way of life is coming to an end for union workers in this country, and it feels as if the fight has been sucked completely out of me. But I want to give you an idea, Phil, as to what it is Scott Walker has done. I've been a teacher for many years. What Scott Walker has done to me and to other public employees, teachers or otherwise, he has destroyed that portion of the middle class, people such as myself, my son going to a good school, my wife not having to work. We live in a beautiful home. All of that has come to an end. And I got
to
tell you,
all of that has come to an end. You can still afford to live in your house.
I can still afford it. I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I can still afford to live in my home. There's a bigger thing. You think that it's all about material things. It's about how you feel about yourself. It's about how your son looks at you. When I came home and my wife is crying because of this defeat. I was not in the best mood, and my son. This affects my son. And he sees his mother crying. He sees his father come through the door with my hands in my pockets. I was not feeling good, and my son is very, very worried. He says, Daddy, what's wrong with you, Daddy? And for the first time in my life, my son looked at me and said, Daddy, is there something wrong with you? I said, there's nothing wrong with Daddy. I said, I'm always going to be here for you. But I didn't tell him the truth. There is something wrong with me. I am disappointed in my state. I'm disappointed in my governor. I'm disappointed in my country.
So the overall reaction for you has been depression, Rob. Is it the same with others?
I would imagine it is. But I think you're wrong when you say depression. I have had an angry reaction. As a matter of fact, I had a very angry reaction later this afternoon after I had left to go for a walk. I was going to walk down to the Capitol building and sort of reminisce a little bit and think back on happier times just a few weeks ago when we were there in the Capitol building and we were winning and we were, you know, proud of ourselves and proud of the things we were doing. And it was a bittersweet moment when I came up on the Capitol building there, and then there was a dog that was barking. And here's the anger part, Bill, and I think people need to understand this. There's still anger. There's still a lot of anger over what Scott Walker did to me, what he did to other workers. And there was a dog that was a woman had come down the front stoop of her house and was doing some sweeping, and there was a small animal, a small dog that had come out of the house and had come down the steps toward me. And I was looking at the Capitol building and thinking back when Michael Moore was there. And this dog was barking as small dogs will. You know, we've had dogs my whole life, and we love dogs. And I'm an animal lover. But at that moment, this dog was barking and barking and barking. And the sound of this animal barking was as if enough anger had already been directed at the public employees. We have been vilified and hated. We've been talked about as if we are traitors. We've been talked about as if we got the good life. We have been yacked at and screamed at and yelled at. And so I'm hearing it all through the barking of this dog. And I look down, and it's yak, 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 bark, bark, bark. And may God forgive me, but I picked that dog up and I kicked it across the street.
Oh, God.
I did, Phil.
Good Lord. You picked up that animal and kicked it?
Yes, I did. Yes, I'm being very honest with you. Yes, I did.
You kicked it? How hard did you kick the thing? You say you kicked it across the street?
Yes, I did.
What, did you injure the animal?
There was no apparent injury. The woman was yelling at me, and I waved her off. I kept on walking. I had to talk to a police officer. Madison police officer was called, and so I've been summoned to court for animal cruelty. I don't know if the animal. I don't know, Phil, but this is anger. Do you understand? Let's look at the large.
But for you to you took your anger out on a dog, you know.
Well, you know, you're a very interesting guy for a conservative, Phil, that you've suddenly turned into an animal rights activist.
This isn't animal rights. It's no. This has got nothing to do with animal rights. It's about humanity. Humane, you know, they call it the Humane Society. Our humanity and what makes us, we like to think, what makes us separate from the animal kingdom is that we do have empathy for other living creatures. We feel that, you know, and we sense them. And to some degree, we respect them, you know.
Absolutely. I agree with that 1,000,000%. You know?
And in your anger, you picked that dog up and kicked it.
I kicked it across the street. I didn't kick it over a house. I kicked it across the street.
And you kicked it across the street. Did the animal? Did you kick it on the street? Was the animal kicked through the air?
The animal was kicked partially through the air, and he hit the street, and he was across the street. And the Madison police have summoned me. They printed me a summons for animal cruelty.
when you're going to fight that, or what? You know, look, you know.
Yes, of course I'm going
to
fight it.
You know, I got to tell you something, Rob. We've talked to you over the couple of weeks. I like you a lot.
Thank you.
You know, you got to. You know, there comes a time when the fight is over, and we move on, and we try to fight the good fight another time. What you've done is you've compounded your problem. You know.
No, I don't need that, Phil. Please, I don't need any lecturing right now. What I did was understandable. It was in the heat of the moment.
I don't think it's understandable at all. You know, I just got done talking to a head coach here on the West Coast who said that this kid that jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, you're a teacher, this kid that jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, what guts he had, man. You know.
Well, that's plain crazy, you know.
Yeah, but you're talking about kicking a dog across the street.
Well, I think there's a big difference, Phil, between putting a young person's life at risk and taking a little dog that you've seen these women that have these dogs and taking it and doing something I have to tell you that I think a lot of people have dreamed of. A lot of people have dreamed of, and I say that, you know. That,
you know, if you're kicking a dog because you feel like kicking a dog, that's worse than kicking the animal because you had a moment of anger, you know.
I gotta tell you something. I have watched this process here in Madison. I looked at CNN when they sent this man out to cover the news story, and it was a man. They said it was a woman. It was a man, and he interviewed me. And
what are you talking about?
There's a brunette that actually is on CNN right now, who is a man, and I think she's a transgender, however you want to say it. I don't mind transgender people. Please don't tell me, though, that it's a woman when I know it full well it's a man. And to me, that was mocking me, and it was mocking my coworkers at a time when Scott Walker has destroyed the public union and the middle class. I kick a dog, and the mocking of myself and my fellow workers continues.
I don't understand what you mean about CNN.
They sent a reporter that is a man, but was a man, but it's a woman now. But I don't think she has fully had her surgery. But all they said was, we're going to send a woman to interview you. Well, I know full well it had to be a man.
And you say she's on TV right now?
That's correct, yeah.
On what channel?
It's CNN. She's the anchor, but right now they're interviewing another guy.
With me here is Rob Barnes. I don't know what's going on. Rob is stressed out. A lot of the union employees there in Wisconsin are stressed out. They have had themselves. They have been dealt a defeat by Scott Walker. Rob was so angry and frustrated that he kicked a dog, a small dog, and kicked it hard enough to kick it right across a street, and has been ticketed by the Madison police for animal cruelty. The disturbing part about this is, he says to me, well, it's entirely understandable what I did given what's happened to us. What has happened to the public union in Wisconsin? And is it so debilitating, insulting, and injurious that if one of them were to get so angry he kicked a dog, it's understandable? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for patriots by patriots. Our Patriot line open at 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico. The screen that we have, if you're looking at our video cast this evening, the still that we have behind us is from the Wheeler Hermitage. We are near the Placidity Pool, or whatever they call it. It's a very peaceful looking pool. I'm not much one for these kinds of aromatherapy spas. I do enjoy the occasional massage, but we thank Dean nonetheless for providing a photograph of his place. All right, our number 877-876-7445. With me here is Rob Barnes from the state of Wisconsin. He is a public employee. They have lost their collective bargaining fight. Scott Walker cut the collective bargaining, much of the collective bargaining rights from these public union people. And we were very much supporters of the efforts of Governor Walker, very much supporters of the efforts of governors and public officials across the country who have said, we got to get our heads out of our rear ends and quit spending money we haven't got. And I am reminded, as you are, of a president named Ronald Reagan who took the Air Traffic Controllers Union and ripped it to shreds when they threatened to pull the same stunt in the middle of a recession in the early 1980s. It was a man by the name of Robert Poli, who was the head of the Air Traffic Controllers Union, and he was going to send all of his men out on strike, and Ronald Reagan said, if you do, you're fired. And that was the end, the bitter end of the Air Traffic Controllers Union in the United States of America. After the bill's passing, here is Governor Scott Walker chiding the Democrats in the Senate for skirting their duties.
The fact of the matter is we live in a democracy, and to participate in the democracy, you got to be in the arena. And the fact that 3 weeks ago they gave up the right, every day they stayed out of the Capitol, to have a vote on that measure. You can't mail in your vote.
Former Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean talks to MSNBC about the consequences of this so-called class warfare.
I think we're going to see in the recall elections that we're going to have a number of Republicans lose their seats, and we're probably going to have a recall of the governor, and I think that'll be successful in 2011. Look, this is what the Republicans always do. They always overplay their hand. They're very good at messaging in elections, and they're very bad at governing because they can't resist their own ideology, and the public doesn't agree with it. The public knows this is, in fact, class warfare against middle-class people. Their allegiances are to the David Kochs of the world and to big corporations.
I don't understand how Howard Dean can make a statement like that when Scott Walker is a publicly elected and popularly elected governor of the state of Wisconsin. Getting back on the line here is Rob Barnes. What do you think of – you think Scott Walker's done?
I think Scott Walker is done. I think these Republicans are done. I think that there has to be some justice for those of us who have been in the public union for a long time in a public arena. What's happened to me is at the end of a very tough day, I get dragged in front of a cop, okay? And I was able to avoid cops for most of this public appeal, Phil. We don't even call it a public protest. We call it a public appeal to the sensibility and the brains of the Republicans, and it didn't work. And so at the end of this, where we're decertified and everything, I get called in front of a cop, and I get written a ticket because I kick a dog. And
a dog is a, you know, I can't explain. You don't understand why that's a bad thing.
I love dogs. I love them. Now, you said something else. The second part of it was a bad thing. Do you think it's bad that a human being...
I don't think it is good, and I don't think it's reflective of a good humanity or a good humanitarian sense that you lose a job or you lose a political fight and you take it out on an animal.
That is not humanitarian, but that's funny. Humanity is human.
No, humanitarian sense applies to our humanity. Our humanity.
Yes, our humanity. To humans, being human.
And no, it has to do with being a human, and part of being a human is having compassion and a charitable instinct toward all living things, even plants human beings become attached to.
Well, you got a great way of being a conservative. You switch this all around and you make me look like I'm the Nazi, and I'm the one that got shoved out the door. I'm the one, along with thousands of other union workers, who got pushed out the side of an open door on an aircraft today, figuratively speaking. But it was like we were, they opened the door to say, do you want to see the view, and then kicked us out over mountains.
877-876-PHIL, interesting analogy. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Julia from Pensacola, Florida. Go ahead, Julia, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, the guy that I'm talking about kicking the dog, I think he's wrong for kicking the dog, and he should have gotten a ticket for it, because if he's frustrated, don't kick a dog or a human being. I mean, dogs, why a dog? Anybody. If he's frustrated,
well, I can tell you,
don't take it out of a dog.
Can I ask you, have you ever been bit by a small dog especially? I've been bit by small dogs. Small dogs bite. You know how small dogs are. They're extremely yappy, and they yap their guts out. What's that? Is that music?
Hold the line, will you, Julia? I took the phone call a little early, okay? You hang on. 877-876-PHIL. I wasn't supposed to take any phone calls. I'm sorry. We were testing the phone lines. But we'll come back to Julia. Well, she's gone now. Anyway, Phil Hendry Show.
I wanted to talk to her about chicken and dog.
Phil Hendry.
I loved it.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
877-876-7445. That's right. It's the number here with Rob Barnes from Madison, Wisconsin on the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, officially cutting collective bargaining. And we were talking about your depression, Rob, and others in your union.
A lot of people are depressed. This is not just about me. I didn't want to come on and talk just about me.
I understand that, but in part of your reaction was that you had such anger. Was this after you left the House?
Hold on for a minute. Right there is the man that interviewed me on CNN.
That's a man, you're saying?
That is correct. A man. And
well, it looked like a woman to me. Well,
yeah, well, when that showed up, or when she showed up, I felt, you know, I don't know why I'm going to say this, but I felt as if I was being taunted by CNN when we got interviewed.
All right, let's just, so depression and then anger.
Yes, depression and anger. Look, I can tell you that this animal that was barking at me, I think it's a safe bet to say a lot of people would have, in my frame of mind only, I was very, very upset, I was very depressed, and I was also angry. And this animal was in human, you know how people will put sweaters on dogs. In other words, the animal was dressed in a manner that would make any human being angry. This is a person, somebody put a sweater on it, and it had a bow and a lot of nonsense. And I knew the lady, too. This is a woman who you've walked by her house many times. You can see her sleeping with this animal, which I think is very strange, very strange. If you remember the news accounts of the woman with that ape that tore her friend to shreds. She slept with that ape. So I'm a public employee, Phil. I'm out on the street. I'm a teacher. And the rest of the world, the rest of the freaks in this world, get to sleep peacefully with their ape or their dog or dress it in a sweater. And so, yes, I kicked it.
Do you feel, but I'm not getting anything, do you feel bad that you kicked this animal?
I feel bad if the animal was injured. I don't know. But I was so angry, I didn't go back to check. I got a ticket from this cop, and I went home. And
did you tell your family or your son?
I haven't told my family. They're listening tonight. I don't think they'll be bothered by it. I think they'll understand. They saw me that night.
877-876-7445. With me, Rob Barnes, who, among the depression and the disappointment of the day, took it out on a dog by kicking it. Here is Hugh in Bakersfield, California. Go ahead, Hugh. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Rob. If you don't like the deal that you're getting from the public people and the taxpayers of Wisconsin, then go find a regular job. And if you want to kick a dog,
I got a regular job. That's a ridiculous statement to make. That's one of those.
Be a man and kick a pit bull.
What kind of dog have you got? What kind of job have you got? It's probably a better question.
Be a man and kick a pit bull. Don't be a coward and kick a little dog.
I've kicked a pit bull before. You know, here's how you deal with a pit bull. You pick it up by the hind legs, swing it around, and throw it into an open sewer or a wash or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you don't like the deal
that you're getting from the taxpayer, go find another job.
I think you already said that, Jerry Mahoney.
All right, have a little respect, huh?
Well, I asked the guy what his job is.
I have a real job. I'm working in the private sector, and I'm not griping about not getting taken care of when I'm 50.
You, you blow up dolls at the massage parlor or what?
No. What does that mean?
Your private sector. What does that mean, private sector? I work and educate kids. If you had any kids, which I don't think you do, you'd understand what a teacher's value is in this society. So I
you're the poster child for vouchers. We should go to vouchers, get rid of the unions, and then parents should have the power to put their kids where they want to have them educated so they don't have to deal with people like you with a monopoly.
No, they're going to deal with other people like me with their vouchers.
That's right.
They're never going to get away from
and then they can pick and choose.
Like me. Other people like me.
All education in this country should go private.
Pick and choose. Hey, let me ask you something. I bet you the only thing you ever picked and choosed in your life was your nose.
And all right, so what's the point of this?
Having fun with a guy. He's easy.
Because he's got
anyway,
an argument.
So, Hugh.
I got an argument, but you're the guy talking about how I got to get a real job. I got a real job.
If you don't like...
think that people that work publicly, they don't have real jobs. Is that it? We should have no public work? How about construction workers? How about guys that build highways?
Me.
You know what?
I'm not going to be able to keep my house. I'm not going to be able to have my wife not work. My son looks at me like I'm a loser. Tough.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to find out what kind of dog you got. I bet you
don't have a dog.
I bet you dress your dog up, don't you?
He said he doesn't have
a dog in my life.
Oh, I get it. You got a cat.
Wow. Oh, no cats
either. Not very masculine.
But I don't kick little dogs like I'm some tough guy.
I think you probably... Why don't you have a dog then? Do you hate dogs? You know something? I don't like this guy. I bet you
do. Of course you don't.
But you won't tell
me you
got a dog.
You don't like the truth. Democrats give money to unions, and unions turn around and give money to Democrats. The party's over.
And Republicans give money to the people they give money to, and they turn around and give it back.
And the Republicans are standing up for the taxpayer and the private sector and saying no more.
Yeah, they're standing up the taxpayer. Unless, of course, they need another $5 billion for a bomber. Yeah, they're standing up all right. Hey, how much did your season tickets to the, where's this guy from, Bakersfield? How much did your season tickets to the Bakersfield, peas, how much do they cost? Oh, man, I hate this guy so much.
All right, the guy's got a good point, and he's right. You didn't have an argument. You didn't have an argument. Thank you very much, Hugh. Thank you, Hugh, for your number, for your call, 877-876-PHIL.
Wait, hold on. I want to know how this works. You're sticking up for that loser? That guy didn't make no argument either.
Yes, he did. He made very clearly a statement as to why he's a Republican, and which is one of the reasons why I am a conservative, because I believe we hold on to the money, we decide what we do with the money, we decide how it's going to be spent, we decide in what areas of public life that money is going to be spent. It's not a de facto automatic thing.
That's very... Hold on for a minute. Hey, Mr. Henry, what a speech.
Okay.
What a speech. Bill Henry for Congress. Is that what you're trying to do? Is that it? Because that guy who said he didn't have a dog, and I find it very convenient that he said that. That must mean that he hates animals, too. And I'll bet you that man's life is littered with the carcasses of dead animals. And I don't want to know what he did with them when they were alive, either.
877, but that's something. 877-876-PHIL. That's really great for you to impugn someone. Their mentality, to impugn their mental health because they didn't happen to agree with you. Ricky in Boston, Massachusetts. Go ahead, Ricky. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm going to make this short and sweet. This guy, I guess his job is a teacher?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
He does not know the meaning of humanity. That's like... really off. And then...
Wait a minute, hold on. Yes, I did.
Says,
Mr. Henry didn't know. Mr. Henry did not know. I said humanity
is
human.
And then you say that if a small dog has ever bitten you and that's why you kicked the dog. Now, do you have kids?
I have a son. Yes, I do.
Okay, so if your son ever bit you, would you kick him across the street?
That's a human being. Oh, wait. Here we go. We got a guy who thinks dogs are equal to people. Here we go. A dog is equal to people. Is that what you're telling me? Come on, go ahead, Ricky. You can admit it. You think dogs should vote. You think dogs should vote, don't you? This is a guy that thinks dogs are equal to people.
A living
thing. My son is not a dog. My son's not a dog. And neither are you.
Well,
I wouldn't kick you across the street. human beings are a higher level of being. You don't kick them. Dogs
which means
well, look, you can say that you
level,
don't kick
you
a dog.
Have some decency and not hurt something that is not hurting you.
That's what I mean by a humanity.
Here he goes
exactly.
again with humanity. Are you? Wait a minute. Are you a human? Ricky's a human. You're a human, Phil. I'm a human. All right. You want
without,
me to show humanity?
That,
fine. What's that got to do with a dog? I've got. He's not human.
Well, what do you mean he's not? Humanity is what then, and you, this gentleman understands what I'm talking about. Your humanity is everything that makes you up as a...
I'm a school teacher, and you're telling me, is that what you're trying to do?
Your humanity is everything that makes you as a human being. Inclusive of that is our compassion and our ability, unlike any other animal on Earth, to have a sense of charity and feeling for other creatures.
Charity?
Well, I'm charity. That's exactly what I mean.
I don't know. I don't know what you mean, charity. Am I supposed to start taking up a collection for a dog? Is there going to be a... when you talk about charity, it's the Red Cross, okay?
No, charity is charitable feeling. You know, extending yourself.
Extending myself. Boy, does that... Oh. Well, I'm glad I'm not you.
Why is that?
You're talking about a dog and how you feel about it, and then you say you extended something.
Boy, you are some sick bastard, you know that?
Mr. Henry, you're the one that made that statement.
I was saying extending myself as a person.
You did not say that. You said something... You know what you...
I didn't say something. I didn't say something extends. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I heard you say.
No, I didn't say that. I think the other man had a point, okay?
Well, you keep on, the other man. It's a good thing you're getting phone callers. Because everything you can say, oh, and then the other guy said, and here's another point I want to make when that guy said, I'm making my own arguments here, okay?
The other man said something very, very true. I forget now, because you've been talking so much.
Well, yeah, because I'm making sense. I'm making sense. For once in your life, Mr. Henry, well, not your life, but I'm just saying, for once maybe you have a guest that makes sense. And I'm making sense. And I will say it again. I felt bad. I was walking down the street. A dog comes out of a house wearing a sweater, barking at me. I don't know a human being on Earth who doesn't want to kick something like that to death. And all I did was kick it on the fly. And you know, I want to say something. I picked the animal up, and I tried to very gently boot it across the street. But I knew that if I kicked it harder, it would hurt it. So I did a very gentle boot, and it only went like halfway across the street, and it bounced and rolled. It kind of just scrambled to its feet. And
so you're telling me that you're being humane to that dog by gently kicking it. It lands in the middle of the street. God forbid a car should be coming. And then it got up and walked across the rest of the street.
Walked across the rest of the street? Didn't walk. It scampered like a little dog does. It didn't walk. It wasn't on a crosswalk.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I've never talked to a guy with such a nitpicky attitude in my life. We're talking here with Rob Barnes about the disappointment of losing that vote in Madison, Wisconsin. He was so angry, he kicked a dog on the fly, but he didn't want to kick it that hard, so it only... Oh... So he kicked it so it only went halfway across the street and bounced the rest of the way. What a bastard. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
That's what you sound like, Phil.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Sorry, just doing a little... house cleaning here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have a final segment here with Rob Barnes. Rob is one of many public employees who has been left out in the cold in his, you know, in his world anyway. And we're talking to him about today and yesterday and how it feels in Wisconsin and how it feels among public employees. And, you know, I make no bones about the fact, and I'm very happy for Governor Walker. I think the guy showed guts that we haven't seen in a long, long time. And you can't make a stand like this and then back down. You have to take it all the way. And he was doing it in a lot of ways in an area, in a part of the world where much, much tougher than what Reagan did back in the early 80s with the air traffic controllers, because Reagan was elected on a popular mandate following the 4 years of Jimmy Carter. The economy absolutely in the toilet, just the way it is today. But there, in the state of Wisconsin, is a re-energized progressive and liberal democratic movement comprised of union members and so forth. And how did I do there, Rob?
As like everything else you've been saying tonight, I think you got it dead wrong. You're talking about Scott Walker having courage. Scott Walker had the colossal stupidity to do what he did. To take public employees. I'm going to say this because I haven't said it enough. Scott Walker is an idiot. Okay? Only an idiot does what Scott Walker did. And only an idiot stands up there in front of the press and talks about what a fantastic guy he is and takes all the kudos and says this and that and something else about how great he is. And only an idiot like Scott Walker would do what he done so that me, I go down a street, I see a dog in a sweater, and again, Phil, I can't emphasize enough, when you look at an animal wearing a sweater or sunglasses or an asinine costume like that, the instinct is to kick it. And I'm driving down the road, and Scott Walker's in my ear on the radio, and I see a cat going across the street, and I aim for it. And I'm walking down the street, and Scott Walker is in my mind's eye as I'm listening to him making another one of his colossally stupid statements, and I see a squirrel, and I want to run up and step on it. You understand what's going on here?
It sounds to me like you have a level of rage in which you want to take life, okay?
You almost said lives, as in human lives. You almost went all the way and said what I know you've been wanting to say all night, that dogs, cats, and squirrels are the same as men and women. And
no, I have not. You know, I got to tell you something. You're a progressive. I'm a conservative. I got more concern for innocent animal life than you. Jack, you ought to be me.
Not in a million years.
Well, I wouldn't be you in a million years, and it isn't because you're a Democrat, although that's a big, big reason. The bigger reason is, you've got a problem, man, when it comes to hurting animals. Here is John in Miami. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I got a problem with hurting animals. I got no job.
I'm very good, John.
I just want to say this. This guy, I mean, you said you took a dog that has nothing to do with what happened to your job, and you kicked him across the street. Now, let's really look at this. A street is at least 12 to 15 feet wide. At least.
Right.
You took a dog that had nothing to do with your job and you kicked him across the street in the air. You know how hard that must have been? I know you must have hurt this dog.
What I said was I didn't kick it so hard that it made it across the street on the fly. I kicked it gentle.
Still.
So it bounced in the middle of the street.
Still, it's the same thing. I mean,
exactly.
Phil's right. And humanity has to do with having a compassion for a living thing, all living things. That dog had nothing to do with you losing your job, and you're taking a walk, and you think about your job, and you're going to kick a dog. What are you teaching our kids? I wouldn't want my kid in school.
Of course, I didn't do it. I did it in front of the old lady that owns the dog. She's out sweeping her porch, and she lets this dog come down the walk onto the street on a day that I've lost everything, and the dog's wearing a sweater, and I don't know how you are about those kinds of things. It bothers me. It bothers me when I see a dog wearing...
The dog having a sweater on has gives you the right to kick him? Okay, what if one day I lose my job and I feel like robbing a bank? Is that justified? I can go in there and take somebody's money that they own because I lost my job? It's understandable?
Well, there's a big difference between robbing a person's money and kicking some yapping mutt.
That's someone's dog. And for a lot of people, their dogs are worth more than money. you know.
I know, and that's what scares me.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you guys may think that's something special. That scares the daylights out of me that there are people out there.
I think the Madison Police had every right to write you that ticket.
Right.
Well, is that right? So I've just lost everything, my job, everything, and now here comes a cop. I need that. I need that like I need another hole in the head.
Well, then don't kick a dog, man, because if it had been my dog, if it had been this gentleman's dog or anybody's dog, the same thing would have happened. Let me ask you, if you had a dog and I kicked it, what would you say?
I'd probably congratulate you. I don't have any dogs. You want to kick my dog? I figure you got a reason.
Oh, you're an idiot. You know that? You're full of crap. What you did is got you got pissed off, and you decided to take it out on a dog.
And a dog, I'm supposed to sit and look at a dog yapping at me. And you know who else is on TV right now is this Sheen. Every time I look at Sheen, I want to beat something. What's that?
That's the end of the hour. Thank you very much for your call. I got to go, though, John. I appreciate it, man. Very much. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you very, very much to Rob Barnes for being a part of the show.
Well, I wanted to talk about this Sheen.
We don't have any more time.
Phil Hendry.
I kicked him across the street. Would that be okay?